Welcome back to the podcast. On today's show, I'm going to share a few tips on how many times you should be posting to each social media platform. This is something that I had to learn, whether it was for our own accounts that we were working on or our company's accounts, as well as questions from the listeners of the podcast that we produce. It's always a question of how many times should you be posting? Is there a cadence of, all right, there's too many posts and I'm going to turn people off, or not enough posts to get to where you want to be growth-wise? And I think there's drastically different answers depending on where you're starting from. So I'm going to go through each social media platform. Well, not all of them. I'm going to go through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Those are the ones that most people who are listening to this podcast are focusing on. And I'm going to share how many times you should be posting based on, this is based on my experience. So take it or leave it. You got to test for yourself. Let me just put that out there. In my experience, starting from zero and then starting from some sort of follower base, because I think there's a drastic difference between how many times you should post if you're starting from scratch. And by scratch, I mean either you're just created the account or you've come back to the account, meaning you've forgotten about it for a long time. And it's, yes, you have some followers, but you haven't posted anything there in a long time. And you're trying to revamp the account and re-engage with the audience that you maybe had in the past or you're trying to reach in the future. So those are the two different categories for how many times you should post. By the way, I'm Bruce, host of this podcast that you're listening to now. Also, the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. I also have another travel podcast. To give you some context of why you should listen to me, I share my experiences with what we've actually done. I have three or four podcasts now that have done over 15 million downloads combined over the last 3 or 4 years. We have probably across all of our channels, 100,000 followers on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And this is my experience from what I've done with my own accounts, those ones I just mentioned, as well as client accounts that we work with. So I'm not talking about theory. And I may say something that is different than what you've heard, but this is just my experience. And I'm going to share that with you on this podcast. If there's a theory, I'm going to tell you, hey, listen, this is what I think. But when I share my strategies, this is what worked for me. So it may not work for you, but it very well may. So take it with a grain of salt and don't take this as fact. You ultimately have to go and test things out for yourself to see if it's going to work or not work. Let's start with Facebook. And to be honest with you, I'm not a huge lover of Facebook lately. And I think that if I was starting today from zero, I probably would just skip Facebook. I would have a Facebook page and maybe post there 3 to 5 times a week, but I wouldn't care if it grew or not. Facebook is the only platform and the only one out of LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok that has zero reach beyond your follower count. So if you have 1,000 followers on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, there is potential on every other platform for your post to get picked up in the algorithm and pushed out to more people than follow you. Facebook is the only platform, in my experience, that has never happened. There has never been a post that I've posted to Facebook that has reached more people than follow my account. Now, maybe it's the posts that I'm posting. And I know it's happened probably in the past to people who are sharing those in the past, but where we are currently in 2022 and moving forward, I just think Facebook is a big waste of time unless you're going to run ads. Now, if you are going to run ads, it's a great platform. But just for organic posting, if you have zero following, I probably wouldn't waste my time there because the amount of time that you would have to invest in order for it to work is greater than the return you're going to get. And it's less than the return you'd get if you spent that same time creating Instagram Reels because those have a great reach, or TikTok videos because of the same thing. So if I was starting on Facebook from zero, I would skip it. If I have an existing audience and I've been doing it for a while, then I would post once a day. And Facebook is more optimized in my experience with photos versus videos. For some reason, Facebook just likes text in photos more than it likes videos. I don't know if it's just the audience engages more with text posts or that's what they're used to on Facebook, or the audience is just older and they don't know how to watch a video on Facebook, or they don't like to watch videos on Facebook. But in my experience, text posts and photo posts work the best on Facebook. So if I was starting from zero, skip it. If I have an existing audience, once a day, photo or text-based. All right, let's move to Instagram. Now, this is going to be the same for Instagram as if you are starting from zero or have an existing account, because I'm going to assume that your account isn't huge and you don't have a following that you've built tens of or hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, and you're just trying to build your business. I would post one reel every single day on Instagram. And that's what my goal usually is for the accounts that we manage or our own. One reel every single day. And I know Instagram was built on photos, and you still can get reach on photos, but reels are the only way you're going to reach, again, more people than follow you. So why would you post a photo if you could post a reel and get more potential eyeballs on that? As business owners, our goal is to get as much exposure for our business as possible, and we want to optimize the time we spend creating content for the kinds of content that's going to maximize the eyeballs we get on it. So for me, that's one reel every single day, whether you have an existing account or you're starting from zero. I may bump that up to 10 reels per week if I'm starting from zero, because if you're starting from zero, you have time on your hands because you're probably not getting a lot of customers from Instagram because you're starting from zero. Nobody really knows who you are. And those first videos that you post aren't going to get much traction. You really need to ramp it up in the beginning to get the algorithm to push your content out to people and for people to see it and engage with it. So 7 to 10 reels per week. That's what my Instagram strategy would be and is. All right, let's move on to TikTok. Now, TikTok for me is exactly the same as Instagram. I'm going to produce as many TikTok videos as I can. If I'm an existing business and have an existing customer base or follower base on TikTok, it's probably going to be just one a day. If I'm starting from zero, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. You should have started 2 years ago because TikTok is not as easy to start and grow an account. Yes, you can have that one video that pops off, but 2 years ago, you could produce 10 videos and one or two may pop off. You may have to produce 50 videos now for one or two to pop off compared to what it was like 2 years ago. They're introducing ads. The ads manager is much more sophisticated than it was and a lot easier to use. And I think they want to save that exposure for, you know, there's a lot more people on TikTok, let's be honest. And they need to save the exposure for those ones or videos that do go viral and are great videos, so they can't have as many of yours be in the feed. So you're gonna struggle a little bit in the beginning. So if you're starting from zero, it's gonna be maybe one or two TikToks a day because a lot of them are gonna get 0, 10, 50, 100 views. And it's gonna be a struggle for you to keep going, but you have to keep going. But if you have an existing customer base on TikTok, one a day is the sweet spot for me to be able to say, all right, I know what's working. I can do more of these. You get to build a rhythm and see what works and see what people engage with. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking to learn, and you're looking to learn what works and what doesn't, and do more of what works and less of what doesn't. So for TikTok, starting from zero, you might want to do two a day. If you have an existing customer, one, maybe, you know, 7 a week, one a day, maybe even bump that up to 10 if you have the capacity to do so. All right, now these other two, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not as consistent as I should be on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'm off and on. Sometimes I think to myself, I should be more into Twitter and LinkedIn because it's, you know, these social media platforms, LinkedIn and Twitter, you hear all these people saying, hey, you got to go on LinkedIn. You got to be on Twitter. You got to post every single day or 2 to 3 times a day on Twitter and once or twice a day on LinkedIn and get exposure. I'm just not convinced my audience, the people I'm trying to reach, are heavily invested into Twitter and LinkedIn. And to be honest with you, I've posted there consistently over time. I haven't seen a huge return from it. So this is going to be what I've worked with and what I've done in the past. I try to get to the point where I can post, and I use Hypefury or Agora Pulse is another scheduling software that you can use for these platforms. I try to get to a point where I'm posting once or twice a day on Twitter and replying to a few comments and engaging there, and once a day on LinkedIn. That's my strategy. And that seems to be the more consistent I am with it, the more consistent I get to be twice a day on Twitter and once a day on LinkedIn, the more consistent I am with that over time, the more I see it works. The problem for me is sometimes I get bored or I don't I forget to post to LinkedIn or Twitter, or I'm just so busy creating TikToks or Reels or working with clients that if I have to say two platforms that I lack focus on, it's those two. But I do notice when I am consistent and I post 2 to 3 times a day on Twitter and once a day on LinkedIn, I do see some traction on there. That's my experience. You may have different experience if you try it out, but that's what I would suggest you start with. Again, LinkedIn and Twitter, a little bit harder to grow a following on starting from zero than Instagram or TikTok. So you have to have that mindset of, all right, this is going to take me a little while. It's going to take me 6 to 9 months of consistently posting on these platforms to really be able to see some results for it. And most of the time, people don't put in that time, including me on LinkedIn and Twitter. You have to make a choice in your business and say, all right, I have this much time to focus on creating content. Because yeah, creating content is part of running a business, but you also have to run the business. And as your business grows, you have less time. There's a balance, right? As your business grows, you personally have less time to create content. And when your business is new, you don't have enough funds to hire somebody to do it. So there's that transition where you have to continue to build your business and build the workload of building the business, as well as maintain the content creation. And you have to get over that hump where, all right, your business is big enough where you can hire somebody to do it, and then you can continue on that, and then they can maybe bump up the content creation once you hire someone. But there's that balance, and it's tricky to figure out when exactly is the point where you should hire somebody to do it. That's another podcast for another day. But let me know what you think of the posting schedule. Let me know if you have a different idea or tactic or strategy that you've done. But to recap, if you're starting from zero on Facebook, skip it. And listen, that's my opinion. You can go on there and try it if you want, but if I'm starting from zero, if I'm just creating my Facebook page today, I wouldn't even waste my time on it. If you have an audience, I would do once a day. Photos and text work best on Facebook right now. Let's move over to Instagram. Reels, one a day, whether you're starting out or have an existing customer base. If you are just starting out, I may try to do 2 a day if possible. Same thing on TikTok, 1 a day minimum. If you are starting from zero, you're going to need to bump that up to maybe 7 to 12 per week. So a little bit more than 1 per day if you want to start to get that ramped up in the engagement a little bit higher. Twitter, 2 to 3 times a day seems to work really well, as well as LinkedIn, 1 per day. And you have to really be in these platforms as well, engaging, and you may or may not have the time to do that. What I suggest you do is pick 2 or 3 platforms. Maybe you start with one. You start with TikTok and say, all right, I'm going to really focus on TikTok for a couple months till I really get a rhythm down and understand what works, and then I'll add one on. And then before you know it, a year goes by and you have 2 or 3 platforms that you're really comfortable using and you're building an engaged audience on them. Like, there's an old saying, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but people underestimate what they can do in a year and they overestimate what they can do in a week. So don't try to do all 7 platforms in a week. Say, I'm going to do 1 for 3 months. And then once I get that down, I'm going to add another 1 for 3 months. And then once I get those 2 down, I'm going to add another 1 in 3 months. And before you know it, 9 months goes by. And now you've managed to incorporate 3 social media platforms into your business that you have a good handle on how to create content and what works, versus throwing poop at the wall on 4 of them today. And then in 3 months, you get burnt out. So take that as you will. Let me know what you think. You can reach me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com is my email, or on Instagram, I am @thebruceirving.com. Let me know if you like this episode of the show, because I'm going to be doing more answering questions that I get in these types of podcasts. And also go subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, because I'll demonstrate these and I do some Instagram reviews, some TikTok reviews, and other content that you won't hear on the podcast here over on the YouTube channel. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next time.